Christmas Eve. What up, what up? Q&A, which obviously we're not recording this live on Christmas Eve. We're like, are you in the Bobo spirit? I was about to ask that.
Of course I am.
Bobo's here.
Are you in the Christmas spirit? Oh, I'm a huge Christmas guy. I love all holidays. So for me, like, this is like my time of season. Mm-hmm.
I know we're both.
Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Yeah. We're both friends with Keaton Claus.
Yep.
And she's definitely into Christmas, which she was on the podcast. So some of you had started following her too. Keaton Claus, both with a K on Instagram. And then Adam is on Instagram, but he's at Adam Bobo. So we call him Bobo. He comes on the Bobby Bone Show. Like, now you're like Nurse Bobo. So you have a regular gig on a national radio show. How does it feel?
Yeah. Well, it feels great.
You even have a little, every time Bobby says Nurse Bobo, Ray hits a clip that's like a horn, like a clown honk honk. So come a long way.
I know, come up's real.
I feel like I've been watching you grow internet, and you're on tons of other podcasts. Apparently one on a bus with football players, and you can act differently than you do on here.
Okay. Yeah, a little bit.
What's it called?
Bussing with the Boys.
Okay. So if we have any guys listening that might want to listen to that, it's like a dude's podcast called Bussing with the Boys. And yeah. Who, the guy who plays on the Titans?
Taylor Lewan, the starting left tackle, and then Will Compton, who's a linebacker for the Raiders. Mm-hmm. It's their podcast.
Yeah, and they literally recorded on a bus?
On a Budweiser, Dale Earnhardt-looking bus.
Yeah, yeah, it's amazing. So here it is. I was asking for the Christmas spirit because it's not legit yet Christmas Eve yet when we're recording this. It is like mid-December, and I can't wait. And when people are listening to this, they must be in the spirit. So hopefully y'all are doing something awesome with your family. Maybe you got a fun Christmas Eve planned. And maybe you're driving there right now and you're listening to the Q&A and you want info from Bobo. So these are legit questions that were emailed to me and had your name in it. So, because I did a search through my email for Bobo and then pulled these up. So this first one is not necessarily a question. It's more of a just an email from Andy that had your name, and I thought we would address it and it could set up exactly who you are in case people don't know. But she said, "Hey, me, great podcast. I listen to the Bobby Bone Show too and love you all. Bobo is a nurse anesthesist, I don't even know how to say it, or nurse anesthesiologist. Anesthesist is pronounced anesthetist. Sometimes I hear him get called anesthetician, and that's not what he does. That's at the Nashville Beauty Girl, who's my friend Carrie that comes on. So you don't work in skincare. You're not an esthetician. No. You are a, what do you say you are?
A nurse anesthetist. So yes. CRNA, certified registered nurse anesthetist.
Right. Mm-hmm. And he has a company called Arete Nashville where he does IVs, but like you're all over, like you travel everywhere. He works with like football teams. Well, the Titans, obviously, they're here in Nashville, but now you work with the Eagles and you work with like Gronk.
Yeah.
Is he still play though?
No.
Okay. So he's retired, but you still work with pro athlete type people trying to keep them tip top.
Right.
And you stay educated on things. You use your body. You're like, as science for us, you're like a guinea pig. And you tell us what you've done, then you share your wisdom with us. And so, yeah, that's why I have questions for Bobo, in case you're new. And you're like, what is this Bobo guy on here for? So, Savannah, she's sent in a question, said, I've fallen behind on the podcast, so I apologize if this has already been addressed, but I heard Bobo briefly mention other stuff he puts in his coffee, and I was just wondering what that other stuff is. So I assume this is on a previous episode. You kind of just were talking about coffee, and you're like, I put this in there and some other stuff. So what is in your coffee in the morning?
So first thing, I start out with a really high quality coffee, and by high quality, like a lot of coffees out there aren't as clean as you think they are. The way they're packaged doesn't prevent mold from getting in. A lot of the coffee beans aren't sourced organically. I drink a really high quality coffee. Coffee is the number one source in the American diet of antioxidants traditionally, because most people drink coffee and drink lots of it. So you want to start with a really high quality coffee. I drink Kion coffee. No, I'm not.
K-I-O-N.
Yes.
You're not endorsed.
Not endorsed, not paid. I order it. I pay for it like everybody else. It's a great coffee. And then I use this lion's mane, 1500 of lion's mane. It's great for cognitive health, brain function, and promotes some energy, but it kind of helps not supercharge the coffee, but it kind of helps perk the coffee up in my mind. But I use a brand called Four Sigmatic. The reason I use their brand is because they individually package it. So when you travel, you can just grab three packs out. You don't have to take a full container.
It's so easy. I love Four Sigmatic. In fact, they have a matcha mix that is so good. And it's got, I can't remember what it has mixed in with the matcha. I know there's ginger. There might be a lion's mane or ashwagandha. Like something else is in the, it's like a concoction. Right. And it's just in the powder form. And then you throw in. It's so yummy.
And their products are really high quality too. So like that's obviously a plus other than just being easy. And then I use this men's and women's formula that
Why do you smile when you say that?
Well, it's a men's and women. It was introduced to me by Gronk, actually, from this guy named Holistic Ali. That's his Instagram. But it helps regulate hormones. It's great for going down the list of stuff that he will list off. Vaginal dryness, erectile dysfunction, increase your libido, but it's good for both men and women as it helps regulate hormones. It's got Tongata Lee in it, maca root, and epimedium extract. What some people would say, some of those like horny goat wheat is basically like a, it's not a sex formula because even though it kind of operates like that, that's kind of how it was introduced to me. It's when you're in the moment, it makes you in the moment. But it's really good too, just for overall health and hormone regulation.
Stuff with my coffee. It tastes every morning.
Well, when you're ready, you always gotta be ready.
We're 12. Okay.
No, but it really is great. Even I mean, for just hormone regulation, it tastes horrible though.
But do you taste it in the coffee?
Oh yeah, it tastes like dirty.
Wait, why would you want to put that in your drink?
It's all about functionality for my coffee. I drink one cup a day.
Okay. Savannah, omit that.
Other stuff. I'm just telling you that it's in my coffee. Sure. I'm just going to tell you what's in my coffee. Usually add CBD, like a tincture. I'll have a few droplets in there, probably 50-ish milligrams, maybe 100 milligrams. That kind of takes the jitters out of any kind of coffee effect I get. It's really good for people in the medical field who sometimes get the jitters a little bit from coffee, because if you're starting IVs and your hands are shaking from coffee, it's just a bad look.
Yeah.
So even if you're not nervous at all, and I've done thousands of IVs, but sometimes the coffee can make my hands do that a little bit. So
speaking of IVs, I mentioned that Bobo has a business here, Aretain Nashville. And then I started to say that you work with pro athletes and da da da, but you also work with just regular people.
Yeah.
And like me and Bobby, and he, and then has a whole company that you can like go to them and get hydrated, or they have a concierge service where they come to you. And like, while we're recording this, a lot of times when Bobo's coming, if we're recording for an hour, we go ahead and do an IV too. Cause I was like, it's been a while. So I was like, I need you to come IV me. So we kill two birds with one stone, and I'm a little nauseous right now. Like I'm listening to you talk, because there's something in here that I feel fine and I know I'm going to feel good.
Yeah.
And speaking of things you do for yourself, like you put that nasty stuff in your drink because you're like, it's good for me. But what is it you said you put in here for me?
It's called NAD.
Yeah.
So nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide.
Just
to make it easy, it's the most potent anti-aging molecule we pretty much have available to us.
So when you leave here today, I'm going to be younger.
You're going to feel younger.
Okay.
I use it every week. I use it with guys consistently. You're basically able to slow the aging process at the cell level. You're rejuvenating your cells. You are reducing your biological age, so to speak.
Yeah, but there is, I obviously not everybody can have you come to them. But there is NAD like in a bottle, right? Or no?
There's stuff that you can take that boosts your natural NAD levels. I actually have a product on my website that's a nasal spray that you use every day that's got NAD and CBD in it. That basically goes straight to your brain. It acts on the hypothalamus, which is the energy regulating producing center in your brain. It's great for cognitive function, mental sharpness, overall energy levels. I also take a supplement called True Niagen every day that boosts your natural NAD levels. And then I use like NAD patches as well. Things that you don't have to get an IV and feel like you know, a little nauseous.
But your website again?
ArreteNashville.com. ArreteNashville.com.
Okay. Just wanted to throw that in there real quick. Are you done with what you put in your coffee?
One more thing in my coffee. Okay. If I've broken my fast, Manuka honey. Manuka honey is great for gut health. It's antimicrobial.
Oh, yeah.
And I use a really high quality product that's probably pricier than most. Mm-hmm. And I'll have to remember the name off the top of my head. It is Activist Manuka. Okay. Activist Manuka. It's sourced from New Zealand, and it has very, very high potency Manuka.
And so that's MGO. Something yummy that you can put to kind of counter the nasty.
If you've already broken your fast, it will break your fast because the sugar, and calories. Yeah.
But it's a natural sugar.
Yeah.
So.
But it's a health. Yeah. If you're going to pick a sugar to have, it's a really good sugar.
Like, yeah, sugar-wise, like honey and maple syrup and that stuff.
Fruit sugar, like naturally occurring sugar. I mean, like, now granted, cane sugar is naturally occurring, I guess. But
isn't it processed to like...
Yeah, sugar is sugar in my mind. So try to restrict it. Mm-hmm. But like eating fruits is not bad.
Right. If you have a banana, it's not going to be the end of the world.
No, no.
Like some people, and trust me, I fall into this category.
Yeah.
Not anymore, but I used to, where I would, because I was trying to watch carb intake or sugar intake, and I would not eat a freaking banana, but I would eat some protein bar that had 5 different ingredients that I could not pronounce.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So dumb.
Well, that's the thing. You're talking about naturally occurring thing versus completely processed bar. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that protein bars are bad.
I'm not either. I'm saying a particular bar that I was buying.
Exactly.
There are bars that are made that are very clean.
Right. Like the Think Thin bars and stuff. Like,
yes.
They got a lot of stuff in them that
you don't. Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah.
Do you know, have you noticed their packaging? So their bars used to say Think Thin, and now all they say is Think. Because a lot of companies are removing words that associate with like that you're supposed to be thin. Mm-hmm. Like Weight Watchers has now rebranded to WW.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Right, because Weight Watcher, like they don't want to put the emphasis on that you're supposed to be watching your weight or like you're going to eat this bar and be thin.
Right.
You know, like it's more, it's like the new thing.
Yeah.
To be a little bit more, I don't know what you call it. I'm going to say PC, but I don't know that that's what they're doing. But marketing wise, it is a shift that you're seeing happen. Okay. So you mentioned in your coffee some sort of CBD situation. So I'll jump to this next question from Nicole. Bobo mentioned he takes 100 to 150 milligrams of sleep remedy CBD oil when he sleeps or to help with sleep. I Googled it and looked on his website, but I'm not able to find it. Do you know where it should be?
Okay, so there are two separate things. And I know when I talk really fast, sometimes they come out as the same thing. So I take 150 milligrams of CBD oil at night. I use a brand called Medterra. I sell it on my website, but I'll go ahead and tell you now, there's probably about to be an Arete private label brand of CBD that comes out.
Is this breaking news? Soon.
Yeah, I haven't even announced it.
Merry Christmas to us.
So yeah, you'll be the only people that actually know. So don't feel obligated to buy the Medterra off my website because there will be an Arete branded CBD that comes out soonish.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Through another company that I really trust and love their products. So,
okay.
Then the sleep remedy stuff is actually Doc Parsley, like DOC Parsley's sleep remedy. I know there's a second part of this question. Is there a melatonin thing about this? Did she mention melatonin in there? Is it bad to have melatonin?
No.
On another question, maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Doc Parsley's sleep remedy has melatonin in it. I will tell people that consistent use of any hormone will likely decrease your own natural body's production of said hormone. Melatonin is a hormone. If you take melatonin consistently, your body will probably decrease its own natural production of melatonin. Sleep Remedy, if you got to get to sleep, it's a great product. Don't get me wrong. I love Doc Parsley's Sleep Remedy. It works great, but I don't take it all the time. If you're tired and CBD is enough, I take that. If for some reason you aren't tired, you had late caffeine, you don't wear your blue light glasses or whatever the situation is that you really need to get to sleep, I definitely take that. Or you need a good night's sleep, I definitely
take that. Netflix stuff? Do you ever like watch shows?
Yeah.
Because I know you're so busy, but like
I do.
Like when though? Because you're not allowed to watch TV before bed or see a screen. I guess you are if you have your glasses on.
Yeah, I do with my glasses on.
Okay,
and sometimes
so I need to get better about using my glasses because I have them and I need to, I always want to watch something when I get in bed. Like that's the only time I have to watch anything during the day. And I mean, there's some good stuff.
Right.
Like The Crown is back on Netflix. I mean, Jack Ryan wrapped up. There's, you know, Ballers. I have stuff to watch.
Lots of stuff. Yeah. And I think that like the blue light glasses are best used at night.
The morning show. Just throwing
that out there. Oh, I heard that was really good.
Oh my God. It's so good. My husband and I watch it together and he was like, oh my gosh, this is like you and Bobby, except not because Bobby's not like that guy on there. I shouldn't say it like that. I've already told this to Bobby though. So I should just say he is nothing like that because the guy, is accused of inappropriate behavior with the female staff. That's just not
Dang, Bobby.
But no. It's about just their dynamic.
Yeah.
They're co-hosting together. They're on a show. Like they've been together forever. They care about each other.
Right.
Like she throws his birthday party. I mean, he has a wife there, but it's almost like she's the one throwing it and like making it happen. They don't have a relationship. Actually, I think you find out at some point maybe they did have a little something, but not the case with me and Bobby, contrary to what some people say. But it is a
great show.
It's so
Nevertheless,
good.
Great show.
It's so good. Jennifer Aniston, Reese Witherspoon, Steve Carell. No, what's his name?
Carell.
Who's Steve Carell? Kim Cattrall from Sex and the City. Why? Yeah, Steve Carell. Like, it is so good. I was just curious about that because nighttime TV is when a lot of people watch, but
right.
I need to be better about wearing my blue blocking glasses.
Yeah.
Because that's another thing that will help people sleep. Okay. So dock parsley and CBD oil, two different things. So you specified that. But Nicole also said that she likes to drink hot lemon water in the morning, which is something that I talk about on the podcast a lot that I love to do. But she wants to know if that breaks her, fasting, like if she's doing intermittent fasting, does it break that?
Technically, probably yes, because there is in lemon water. I just looked it up so I wasn't misquoted. There's 6 calories in lemon water.
But coffee doesn't break the fast because there's no calories.
Right.
Okay.
So
I guess it just depends on how hardcore you're trying to be because
And during your fasting period, small calories like that are probably, are okay. Mm-hmm. They are okay.
Right. But I appreciate that you're wanting to give the legit
answer. It depends on your goals. Are you looking to do an explicitly strict fast? I just tell people the best way to do it is keep it all to a minimum. You know, if you're going to use lemon water, that's okay. But I've had people ask about Diet Coke. That's out. Like, it's 0 calories, but there's a lot of processed stuff in a Diet Coke. Anything that's processed is pretty much out of break. Yes, it'll break a fast. No, you shouldn't have it. You probably shouldn't have it during your non-fasting periods. But yeah, lemon water's fine. I'm not going to tell people that you can't have lemon water or you can't have some other minimal additive to your water or your teas. But, you know, things like MCT oil
creamer. MCT oil has a lot of calories. Does that break your fast?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Like oil, like it's a triglyceride. I mean, yeah, it's an oil.
Yeah.
It's like bulletproof coffee breaks your fast.
Right.
For
but
sure.
He kind of sells that as like you're still fasting through that.
Mm.
I'm just saying that's how he makes it seem. But we don't need to debate it here.
Yeah.
I would
say,
like, for probably Nicole, like, what we would say is if you like the lemon water, do it. It's not going to be harming
you.
No,
and
still not,
warm or
not
hot
like,
lemon water is great for you in the morning anyway.
Right.
So I'm not going to tell you not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But basically just keep what you're adding to stuff at a minimum.
At a minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, and you know, fasting. So some people, Bubba, with what I'm struggling with too with the podcast is I have a lot of different people on that have different opinions and it's people are taking in all the information. And then if they take it all in and try to apply every single thing they hear, they're confused.
Right.
Right. Which that's how I feel when I listen to various people that I follow. But my podcast is diverse and I like having different people on and I like giving people different options because what works for some person may not work for you. And what works for that person. So like, I like just being a way people can receive information, you know, but with health and wellness and food, it can get so tricky because there's so many different things out there.
Yeah.
But you know, you just kind of have to take it. If the hot lemon water is working for you, and
keep going, go
for it. But if you're test it out, see how you feel. If you don't want to add it, if you're trying to do a pure fast, then I may have somebody on that might be like, oh, fasting or intermittent fasting, like, oh, that's just not healthy for some people to do. And for some people, it's not healthy.
Right.
And for guys, it's, you know, Bobo has talked about this before too. Like you can go 14, 16 hours without food and eat an 8-hour window. But for girls, for women, because of our hormones, it's advised that maybe we try to keep it at about 12 hours. Mm-hmm. No food. So, and then, but for some women, honestly, fasting like that may not be for you. You may be fine eating all day, every day, and not having like crazy windows. I just would think, given like research and what people say, it really is to give your digestion a break. Like, right? And that's
a huge piece of it.
To help with almost like when you sleep, that's when your body is healing and recovering and resting. So similarly, your digestion, which is your gut, and gut health is just as important as brain health. People say it's like the second brain, or whatever, but like allowing some space for it to rest is never a bad idea.
Right.
Yeah. But in no way do I want to proponent, like if you have food issues that you're supposed to starve yourself for, and that's where I struggle. Is some people, like I've had some people say they can't, they've quit listening because they felt like it was causing them health issues.
Right.
But that's okay. I want them to stop listening. It's almost like some people you follow on Instagram, a lot of people can follow them and it's no issue. There's no trigger at all. But you may follow that person and they may post certain pics about their body that make you feel insecure about you. It's nothing they did wrong, but because it triggers you in a certain way, you have to quit following.
Right.
So that's kind of what some people have done with the information I've given them here on the podcast. So then I feel like I always have to like do a disclaimer that like right now we're not saying fasting is for everybody.
No. And I usually will tell people try one thing at a time, because like you said, there's a lot of people that talk about health that come on your podcast. It's not just me, you know, Aaron Opria, and there's other people that have opinions on certain things that are very intelligent people. Just try one thing at a time, you know, and see what works for you, because the body's really such a crazy thing.
So complex.
So complex. And everybody's different and everybody has different underlying issues that we don't know about. So just try one thing at a time, whether it's a diet or whether it's, you know, eating all the time or not eating at certain times. Just try and figure out what works for you and what makes you feel best.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So next question is from Rochelle, maybe? I think I'm saying that right. But she said, does Bobo have any recommendations for restless legs? My husband suffers from these issues and we've gone to a doctor who prescribed him medication for people who suffer from Parkinson's. Needless to say, we did not fill the prescription and we have tried to find alternatives to help him sleep at night. Any help is greatly appreciated.
Ugh. Yeah. So this is absolutely awful. I have had patients in the hospital who have struggled with this, and I know that
restless
it is.
Restless leg?
Yeah. It's a miserable thing. Miserable. And a lot of it, from what I've, in my reading, I've read, is that it's driven from a few different causes. One of the primary ones being inflammation, like body inflammation, or lower extremity, just inflammation. Another one being an iron deficiency, vitamin D deficiency, and magnesium deficiency can cause it. Also, there's a genetic component. And in addition to that, there's also sleep deprivation and caffeine later in the evening can cause those things. So I actually wrote a few things down to make sure I didn't miss a lot of these things, but CBD taking daily CBD, whether it's 100 milligrams, 50 milligrams in the morning, and then taking 150 an hour and a half before you go to bed. Turmeric with black pepper, the CBD and the turmeric both being really great, having great anti-inflammatory properties.
Which the black pepper you throw in because your body, like a lot of people are throwing turmeric into things they hear it's anti-inflammatory, but the black pepper, once the turmeric's in your body, the black pepper helps it like deliver it.
Yeah, it's like a carrier.
Layman's makes terms.
It activates it,
sure.
Or however you want to say it. Yeah. Some form of magnesium supplement. I know you've heard me talk about magnesium a lot. But anytime you take magnesium, you need to take calcium, vitamin D, and vitamin K2. I usually take a combo supplement from Mercola.com just because it's all in one pill, calcium, vitamin
D. How do you spell that? Mercola?
MERCOLA.com.
Okay.
It's super easy, really high quality supplements. Everything on there I would recommend as far as quality, but it's all together. And then just taking a magnesium in addition to that can help. Magnesium salt baths in the evening, like hot magnesium salt baths, can help.
Does that be like Epsom salt?
Like Epsom salt, but okay. Like magnesium chloride, like just pure magnesium chloride, is more potent and going to work a little bit better than Epsom salt.
Uh-huh.
Just straight magnesium chloride salts.
Okay.
And you can buy that on Amazon. I don't have a particular brand.
Right.
But just magnesium salt, dump what's recommended in there, and you can try to always do more hot sitting there for 20 minutes. And, you know, you'll probably be a little uncomfortable in there, but it can really help relax your muscles, absorb some of that magnesium.
I used to take way more baths, and I don't anymore. But now just hearing you talk about it, I'm like, it makes me want to take even a magnesium salt loaded bath. Like, yeah. That sounds so good to me right now.
And then like the iron deficiency, you know, you can take an iron supplement, always take it with food because it'll make you a little nauseous if you take that. But red meats, dried fruit, like spinach, green leafy vegetables are all pretty high in iron. And you can do a Google search to just find foods that are high in iron.
Yeah.
Because usually with restless leg, there's an underlying cause. Unless you just have a genetic thing that makes it happen. But more than likely, there's an underlying nutrient deficiency or disease state. One of those disease states being Parkinson's. So that's why they write a Parkinson's medication for it, to like cut down on the tremor, which is basically what restless leg is, somewhat.
Well, do you think, I mean, she said they didn't fill it. I mean, not that
I wouldn't take it yet.
Yeah.
And I'm with her on that.
Things,
I would try anything holistic, over-the-counter type stuff that, you know, correct a deficiency, a nutrient deficiency or a diet deficiency or, you know, relaxation type stuff. Correct the inflammation, things that could be going on. Don't drink coffee after noon. Like the same way you can get jittery anytime you drink coffee, if you're drinking coffee at 5 or 6 p.m., it's probably not going to help your restless leg. It probably would only, you know, make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I would ditch that. Create a sleep routine. Anything that, you know, I have a sleep routine usually, unless I just pass out at 9 o'clock. But I usually have a little sleep routine that I go through just the same way I do when I wake up. Creating some kind of structure to my sleep to help me get to sleep better. Obviously, that's not going to correct the restless leg, but just promoting the sleep in general are all things you can do. Run a Google search on things to try, and try everything holistic, correcting nutrient vitamin deficiencies and relaxing your legs and decreasing inflammation before you take a Parkinson's medication.
Yeah.
Or any medication for that matter.
Okay, so Rochelle, I hope that was helpful. I hate that your husband's having to go through that. Sounds like it's not fun at all. So hopefully those tips would be helpful and maybe helpful to anybody if you don't have restless leg. Like maybe you just are inflamed somewhere or you are low in iron. Like you can
salt baths are great.
Implement some of that stuff. That'll wrap today's Q&A. What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm going to go home for 2 nights is all.
Okay, where's home?
Birmingham,
Alabama.
Yeah. See my mom.
I knew that. I was letting people know.
Yeah.
Because my family's from Birmingham too.
Yeah.
And Bobo was over at our house for Thanksgiving, which was so fun.
Oh yeah.
And
food was amazing.
We had like 23 people. squeezed around the table, which I posted that picture, and then I posted we had 23 people, and I guess I posted a picture of the table and the settings where I had the plates laid out, mm-hmm. and some people, they counted the plates or the people, I don't know, and they said there's only 22 plates on. And I was like, wow. But my dad doesn't eat. He's on a feeding tube. So he sat with us, but he didn't need a plate. But we squeezed everybody around that table. But just to answer, in case you happen to be someone that counts plates in a picture on Instagram, that's why there was only 22 plates. Mm. And Bobo's plate was one of them.
That it was.
And it was so fun. Well, I'm so glad you get to go to Birmingham.
Oh, yeah.
And see your mom. She's very excited. Hang out, and I hope you have an awesome Christmas, and I hope anybody listening, you have a great Christmas. Are you looking forward to eating something in particular?
Not really.
No?
I just eat it all, whatever mom's got.
You don't have a favorite dish to have at Christmas time?
Not really. Like, ever since my grandparents have passed away, the structure's kind of changed, so, like, literally whatever. Yeah, we used to have, like, prime rib and turkey and stuff. Not a big ham person,
mm-hmm.
so definitely no ham. I don't really eat a lot of ham. I eat a lot of turkey and... I eat a lot of food on Christmas.
Right.
I usually fast. I usually plan my 24 to 36 hour fast.
Oh my gosh. Yes. That's
Christmas,
another thing. Bobo does
Christmas.
These long day and a half fasts.
Yeah.
But that's for another podcast.
That's for another time.
Or you can follow Bobo on Instagram and you do a good job of sharing on your stories, what you're doing, why you're doing it. You do the little Instagram Q&A things a lot, which mm-hmm. are good and helpful. So check Bobo out on Instagram. @AdamBobo.
Boom.
Boom.